Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
How are you?
I'm doing good, and how are you?
I'm good. I am filing my first unemployment claim in Alabama.
All right. Can I have your Social Security number, please?
Yes, ma'am. It is 241-17-1685.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name, please?
Jason Maner, M-A-N-E-R.
And your date of birth?
11/26/1972.
And your driver's license number?
Yep, hold on a second. Driver's license number is 948-4316.
Thank you. All right. So I just have a couple questions to ask. Do you have difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. And which would you prefer, sir?
I have a checking account.
Okay. So can I have the 9-digit routing number for that?
Yeah, let me pull that up on my phone.
All right.
Because I don't have that information is not currently active. Hold on 1 second. Well, I just don't have access to that the way that I normally would have access to that. So let me see if I can find. But bear with me 1 second. Gross if I can find that. There we go. Okay. All right, so I always get this confused. but the first set of numbers, is that the routing? I mean, I always get this confused.
So the routing numbers is always 9 digits long.
Okay, I got it. All right, routing number is 06310753.
Thank you. So just to make sure that I had that correct, was that 063-107-513?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I have the bank account number, please?
And that will be the next set of numbers, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, that is 11-54-94-6519.
Just to make sure that I also had that correct, that was 11-54-94-6519.
Yes.
All right. And can I have your mailing address, please?
My mailing address. Well, on the bank account, because I just moved into a new townhome, but I'm clearly probably not going to be able to stay here long. But that bank address is connected to 4892.
I would need your mailing address, sir.
Okay. Mine is 1337 Grayson, G-R-A-Y-S-O-N, Valley Parkway, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235.
Thank you. And is this mailing address different from your residence address?
No, this is where my residence is now. But like I said, the bank account, my bank account information is linked to 5 houses down at my parents' house.
Okay. And has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, it changed 3 months ago.
And can I have your primary telephone number?
205-913-1634.
Thank you. All right, and just to make sure that I had that address correct, was that 1337 Grayson Valley Parkway, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235?
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1993 Geo Tracker, a 1995,
yep.
The Geo Tracker?
No, keep going. I had a Geo Storm. I'm sorry. Keep
okay.
Going.
A 1995 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, a 1998 Isuzu Rodeo,
yep.
The Isuzu Rodeo?
Yep.
All right. And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Alexander Mica.
Yep.
That one?
Yep.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Myrtle Beach, West Columbia, Somerville, Great Falls, or none of the above?
Great Falls.
All right. Okay, and I have some yes and no questions to ask you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Not in the last 18 months, no. But I did work for a company called Bate Environmental that was a government-affiliated company.
Okay. Is your last employer a, like, federal government company?
No, my last employer is Newcastle Homes, which is where I was just fired from on Monday.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the United States? I'm sorry, did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And you said your last day of work was this Monday?
Last Monday. Not this Monday. Yeah, last Monday.
So that would be July the 18th?
Yes, ma'am. I just haven't filed.
Okay, and I have some more yes and no questions to ask. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training? Are you available to accept full-time work?
Absolutely.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I prefer first shift.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$65,000.
How much was that again?
$65,000.
The lowest hourly wage?
I've always been a salary employee.
Okay, but the question is asking, what's the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
30.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your previous job title?
Superintendent.
And what were you managing before?
I was managing a neighborhood, single-family homes, 28 of them.
And are you seeking work in this current occupation?
Yes.
And what was the name of the last company you said you worked for again?
Newcastle Homes.
All right, I see them here. Do you have their phone number?
Let's see. One second. It is 205-326-7406.
Thank you. And when was your first day of employment with them?
October of last year. I can't really tell you the day. It may be October 15th, something like that.
Okay. And what city and state was this work performed in?
Springville, Alabama is where my neighborhood was, but this is a Pelham, Alabama-based company, or Birmingham. But my neighborhood was in Springville, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am. Last paycheck was last week.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving one from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working for this employer?
We just parted ways. Based off of being fired. I was fired, yes.
Okay, and what was the specific reason they gave you upon termination?
There was a lot of builders and not enough neighborhoods, and there was more people with more senior bearing than I had.
Would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No. I hope to have a job very fast.
Do you have pen and paper?
I do. 1 second, please. Just give me 1 second.
All right.
I'm trying to finish something up. 1 second. Ran downstairs to grab it. Okay.
All right, so I have your 4-digit PIN, and this is the PIN you will use when you call in each week to do your weekly certification. It is 8572. And if you ever lose it or forget it, it's the last two numbers of your social, which is 85, and then the last two numbers of your birth year, which is 72. And I'll now read you your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. Friday, and not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. All right, Mr. Manor, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. Actually, when is the best time to, in your opinion, when is the best time to call in and file a claim?
So we always suggest Sundays because it's like the first day of the week and it's always easiest to remember to do it on Sunday. That way you don't have to worry about doing it the rest of the week.
So like, for instance, this Sunday, whether I went online to alabamaworks.alabama.gov or labor.alabama.gov, or if I call in at 205-458-2282, Sundays are the best time to do that?
Yes, Sundays would be the best time because we get busy throughout the week and some people tend to forget doing it throughout the week, and then they try to call in after 5 p.m. Friday and that's the deadline and their claim already closed.
Right. Let me ask you a question. And like I said, this is the first time me filing benefits with Alabama. I was salaried at $65,000 a year. What percentage of that paycheck is what's available?
So I won't know that. This gets sent off to the separate department, and then they determine what it is. And you can check on next week when you do your first weekly certification on July the 31st is when you'll be able to check the status of your claim. And I believe that's where it might show you the amount that you could get, but I won't know that.
And that would be this Sunday coming, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
And
Well, thank you so very much.
as long as you do your certifications every week, your claim should be fine. When you go on the labor.alabama.gov website, you can check the status of your claim there, and if they need additional information, it will tell you there, because everything is there in the claimant portal.
Awesome. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Goodbye.